My parents were at that time living and working in Skipton in the Dales. My father was a civil servant, and civil servants had to go where they were told, and he was moved to London. He had a good friend, Jack Cheer, who was also recently moving to London, and so they collaborated a bit about where to live, and Jack went to Elmwood, and we went to the Quadrangle. And the Quadrangle houses were then being built, and at the time, my parents lived in the Handside Farm Hostel, which was run by Dr. Crowley, who was then just retired from being medical officer for health for the LCC, and his wife, Muriel Crowley, who later became one of the very first women JPs in Hertfordshire. Not the first, but one of the first. And they made a lot of friends in the hostel. The people who lived there were looking for houses, looking for jobs. Many of them were single, some of them were newly married. And so every evening they came along to see how the house was getting on, and got on very well with the builders, Fred Palmer. And in due course, 1925, their first baby was born, and that was me. I was born in... the Cottage Hospital was also in Elm Gardens. Yes. I don't think that I was a difficult birth, but my mother, like other mothers, had quite a long period for used to be called lying in, and cared for in the Cottage Hospital, then came back here. But I suppose that my earliest childish memories are about 3 years later, when my twin sisters were born, and they were born in this house, and of course that made a lot of fun, but doubtless a lot of hard work for my parents. But although they weren't terribly well off, in those days many people, including my parents, had a little 14-year-old girl called Ruby, who came and helped some days in the week. When you think it was no washing machines and fires to be lit, no central heating, two babies to be fed at once, one toddler to be kept occupied, was plenty to do. So I can remember the twins a bit, and the sort of playing stage. And I read to them as I learned to read and so on. And then, bit by bit, we grew up. And by 1930, Handside School was built in Applecroft Road. And it was a school for children from 5 right up to 14. And a gentleman called Jimmy Nicol was the headmaster. And my mother, like plenty of other mothers, she wasn't unique, walked up and down Handside Lane 8 times a day, because she had to push the twins in a pram, and I had to walk as fast as I could by it, get there by 9 o'clock, come and fetch me at 12 for lunch. We had 2 hours for lunch. School was closed, locked, nobody was there.
Amazing.
Back I went at 2. And back again and forth. So that meant a lot of walking up and down Handside Lane. But, of course, they may have grumbled, but I didn't know they grumbled. And I think that most mothers, after, you know, they deposited the children at school, went and did their shopping. They didn't have fridges or anything like that. You needed to do your shopping either every day or every other day. And I do remember going to the stores with my mother from time to time. And I do remember the first time I was sent on an errand by myself. I think I was about 7. I bought half a pound of butter at Wellin stores.